Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Speaks Y Mornings with Moose and Breezy. 60 for the high today. Thank you guys for streaming us live on that free Odyssey app. Yesterday on the show, I made mention that Sunday morning, a woman by the name of Bonnie works for Uber Eats, dropped off food to me, and a few minutes later, I get a random phone call, and it's from Bonnie.
Yep.
She says, I thought you were super cute, so I called, wanted to see if you'd like to go out, in which case, I replied, no, thank you. Yeah. I was nice about it, and we had this conversation about people who use their job to their advantage to pursue romantic interest,
yep.
And she was very sweet, not my type, and I made mention that in my personal experience, anytime I ever have taken a ride share or dropped off food, it was never by anyone who was attractive. That's all I said. Well, Darlene from Rochester is on the phone.
Right. That was really rude of you to say, to be honest.
I was just...
I'm sure she's pissed.
Well, she's demanding an apology. Yep. Darlene, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Are you pissed? Because I'm pissed.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're not pissed.
I get it. It's disrespectful.
I am. Moose, I think you owe me an apology. And anyone who is a female driver who drives for Uber or DoorDash.
Get them, darling.
Because, yesterday you said that there's no such thing as a pretty woman who drives for Uber or delivers food.
You did say that.
Hold on a second. No, what I said.
That is what you said.
What I was thinking in my head was that I personally have never had a really pretty Uber driver or, somebody who's dropped me off food. I'm not saying they don't exist. Just my personal experience.
But you dated one? Question mark?
She drove for Lyft.
Okay. That's... Yeah, let's run it back. What is it that you said? Because in case you missed it yesterday, this is what Moose said yesterday in regards to Uber drivers.
Have you ever seen a hot Uber driver? Female? I haven't. No, respectfully. That's basically...
So that's exactly...
That's all I said.
That's exactly what you said.
Yeah. Respectfully, that's all I said.
I mean, that's, no. So I'm in my 50s and I am beautiful. I take care of myself. I fix my hair every shift.
I'm sure you are, though. I'm sure you're very pretty.
I am.
Okay.
I am. My car smells good, not like fast food. For you to say that no Uber drivers are pretty is insulting. I get compliments. No, it is. I get compliments from my passengers all the time that I'm hot and I'm also not crazy. Okay. And some guys even try to give me their number when I drop them off.
Why did you feel like you have to add in the you're not crazy part?
Because I'm not. And, I knew that was going to be something else you were going to talk about.
That's not true. Listen, Darlene, if I offended you, I'm sorry. It's not what I meant. I was just saying my personal experience. And I'm sure there are pretty Uber drivers. I'm sure there is.
You know what? If you ever see a silver Camry with disco balls hanging from the mirror, that's probably me.
pop all the way off, Darlene. You sound like an absolute gem. Have you ever, like, dated any of your passengers? Because, you know, most of them probably think you're gorgeous, aside from Moose, respectfully, of course.
Well, yeah, of course, because Moose hasn't seen me. That's right. Why he doesn't know.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I went out with one once. I mean, I knew where he lived, so that was kind of easy.
Oh, yeah, oh, I guess wow, you know, there is such a power dynamic when it comes to dating as an Uber driver, especially if you're dating a passenger. You know where they live. You know their timeliness habits. If they're late, yes, you do know that.
Yep. So honestly, Moose, I want like a sincere apology, a sincere one.
Okay, Darlene, I'm sorry if I offended you or anybody who drives for Uber or does food delivery. I apologize if I said there's no such thing as an attractive driver. I misspoke, and I hope that you can forgive me. That's my bad.
It's not an if. It's a you did.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry, Darlene.
Well, I...
You don't have to forgive him, Darlene. You can take your time.
I don't know what you want me to say.
Take your time.
I am sorry.
I couldn't let that slide. I couldn't let that comment slide without setting the record straight, but your apology is not acceptable.
Oh.
Period.
What do you want me to do?
Well, I mean, I'll let you make it up for me in other ways if you play your cards right.
Should I leave?
That's generous of you, Darlene. Thank you. What did you have in mind?
Well, I mean, I feel like for whatever reason your experience with ride shares or whatever has been tainted, let me give you a ride free of charge. I think...
it's not tainted. I've had plenty of great... I always have a good ride.
Darlene, have you been in toxic relationships? Not this man bullying you and you offering you free services for him. What? Okay. That's fine. What?
Listen, let me give you a ride for free. And I feel like we would have the best time. Plus, I know you're single too.
Well, Darlene, can I ask, how old are you?
I'm in my 50s.
Yeah, what does it matter? I mean, you don't play by the rules by that anyways.
No, I don't mean to be rude. I'm just curious, you know?
You're not supposed to ask a lady her age,
man. That is true.
Well, you know how old I am.
You're digging yourself so deep into a hole. Darlene, you're giving me, like, Aladdin magic carpet vibes. Like, I can show you the world.
It's a whole new world, you know?
Yeah, no, Darlene, I do appreciate you. I appreciate the offer. In the thought, but I'll let you know if I ever need a Uber ride in the future. Also,
yeah, well, you've got my number.
Oh, wow.
Let me ask you a personal question before I let you go. Mm-hmm. Are you the type of woman where you crinkle your toilet paper? Do you crumple it or do you fold it?
Oh, no. I roll it and fold it. Like, I roll it over my hand.
A true lady.
A roller.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't be me.
All right, Darlene, thanks for calling in. I do appreciate it. Again, I am sorry if I offended you yesterday.
All right. Well, you guys have a good day. Moose, let me know if you change your mind.
Okay. We'll do. We'll do. Bye. Darlene is 100% toxic. You can't tell me otherwise.
And what exactly does that matter? It's never stopped you before.
No, I'm not saying it's a problem. It's just an observation.
All right.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
Injured in a car crash.
Speaking of all this Uber talk this morning, not great. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in finding a missing man from Chi-Lai. His name is Jonathan Larson, 31 years old, and was last seen Sunday night, this past Sunday, October 19th, getting into an Uber outside of his home. It's believed to be somewhere in the city of Rochester, and that's where people think he is, but not sure at this time. Stands at 5'6", weighs 125 pounds, and anyone with any information is asked to call 911, but getting into an Uber and never being seen again, pretty terrifying. Yeah. And I'm not saying the Uber has anything to do with it. I'm just saying.
They believe he's somewhere in the city of Rochester, but what's his name? Jonathan?
Jonathan Larson.
Keep your eyes and your eyes peeled.
31.
31 years of age, 125 pounds.
Correct. So, I mean, we were just talking about Uber, so I was like, I think this is pretty timely. Yeah,
so anyone, if you see or hear anything, 911, by all means. We see a lot of these come up sometimes on the news about people that just went missing. And it's like, oof, that's scary.
Yeah. 100%.
So yesterday on the show, yesterday just in person, I think I might have gotten scammed. And I didn't realize it. If you enjoy going out to eat like I do, pay attention because some restaurants might be tricking you without even noticing. And I want to know what's really going on with those suggested tip amounts. We'll tell you all about it coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98 PXY is free.
And always
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
We'll be.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Some restaurants, in my personal opinion, might be tricking you without you even noticing.
Okay.
What's really going on with the suggested tip amounts? This is an outrage.
You're panicking, even though...
Now we got to call everyone out for it.
I think you are sadly mistaken, but go ahead. Do your thing.
I feel like I got scammed. That's... Do your thing. See, restaurants are being called out for scamming customers when it comes to tipping. Some of them are trying to make it easier by showing suggested tip amounts or percentages on the receipt or the card machine. We've all seen it when we tipped. Here's the catch. Sometimes the math is way off. So what looks like a 20% tip turns out maybe it's 30 or 40. What looks like 10%, most likely it could be 20%.
So you're saying they're lying?
They're hoping you won't notice. Yes. For example, the other night, I went out to eat, lovely dining establishment, as I typically do.
Every night.
My bill was $74.63. The receipt suggested that a 20% tip would be $22.39. I didn't think much of it at the time. Later when I get home, I did the math. $22.39 is actually 30%, not 20. My total was $74 and some change. Now what's 20% of $74? $88? Long story short, I was lied to, plain and simple. But the other part of me feels like maybe was it an accident and the math was off?
You probably just hit the wrong one.
No, Breezy. 20% equaled 30%.
What?
This is a place I've been to a couple times. I've never noticed anything like this, but it does make you wonder. Has this ever happened to anyone? Have you ever noticed that these suggested tip amounts are off?
Well, there's only one answer to the problem here, or the question. Are they charging you to use their credit card machine? Because a lot of restaurants do have a surcharge for that, and they'll just bake it into the tip.
No, they're not allowed to do that.
No, they are, and they do.
So basically, they can say, hey, here's the amount. If you tip this amount, it's going to equal 20%, even though it doesn't. You can't do that.
But it's 20. But technically, it is 20% of the tip because they're just taking a little off the top and using it for the credit card machine. Because whatever they're using.
But I wasn't using a credit card machine. It showed it on the receipt.
Right, but did you pay with cash?
No, I paid. Oh, I see what you're saying.
So when it comes to those receipts, whether it be toast or whether it be some other POS system, those will have an adjusted tip amount for whatever your overall bill is. Some of them do require you an extra charge if you're using a credit card. And yeah, I don't think it's right. And but you can sit there all day and be like, that's illegal, but everybody does it.
I don't think so.
No, I know so. I worked in the restaurant industry.
Oh, this makes me so mad. Because I always assumed those numbers were right. It's just so shady to me. So if a customer did the math wrong, they won't get any grace. But when they mess it up, we're supposed to just accept it.
But also, like, you're the one not doing... I think it's also a convenience fee because you're the one not using your own calculator to figure it out yourself. You're just kind of going blindly off of whatever the suggestion is, and you're not double checking the math. So honestly, it's kind of on you.
So that's what I'm saying. They're hoping that the customer doesn't notice.
Mm-hmm.
And when they say, hey, this is the suggested tip amount, this is what 20% equals, it should be truthful. This is what 20% is. Not equals, oh, you're tipping 20%, but it's really 30%. Come on. Really?
They try to cut corners wherever they can. That's the restaurant industry for
you. So in the restaurants you've worked in, you've seen this firsthand?
Yes. And then like...
And nobody has an issue with this?
And then like they... Because if someone came to you, whether it be a bartender or a server, and they said, hey, like we have a fee for you to use a credit card, the customer's going to be pissed off about that. So... They just bake it into whatever it is that...
But the fee isn't an extra $10, though, Breeze. It's a couple of cents. It's like
sometimes it's up to like $3.
It's crazy. Like, and what happens if you're using cash? The same applies.
You don't have to worry about it. Because also you're not like utilizing the credit card machine. So like the reason you got that was because they swiped your credit card and then they gave you the suggested tip amount. Because you didn't tip before you paid. That doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean? They swiped your credit card and they said, hey, sign this with your John Hancock and whatever tip you feel is fair.
So now, instead of always tipping the 20, maybe think about tipping less.
I mean, it's also just like we live in an era right now where we're like low-key in a recession. So like people are tipping less anyways.
Are they?
Yeah. People aren't buying things as much. They literally can't afford it. Like, our groceries, like, if you did a mirror from last year at this time to this year at this time, like, everything is more expensive. The tariffs, all of it. I mean, it's not rocket science. Like, everybody knows that. It's just, I feel like people are going out to eat. Also, the prices of food going out to eat is up, too. So, it's affecting everything.
I feel like gas has stayed the same. I'm like, wow, $3.19, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
and in some places it's cheaper. So I'm like, well, you know, somebody on Facebook yesterday posted a photo of their groceries, like $75. There was like four items in the bag.
I literally went to Wegmans the other day. I spent $50 on like two things. I'm like, wait, what?
Jeff texted in. This makes me so mad. I always assumed those numbers were right. That's so shady. Jamie says I always tip in cash because I don't trust the suggested amounts.
Yeah, this person says there's usually a 3.5% credit card fee.
3.5?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think they're allowed to do that. See, it's the same way where gas stations got in trouble. Mm-hmm. It was more money if you're paying with a card. Whereas if you pay cash, it's the same amount. But they got in trouble. They can't do that. So the gas station I go to now, what is it? Quickly's or whatever on Winton?
Yeah.
The same amount for whether you pay cash or credit. It's the same amount.
It's insane. I mean, like, because if you think about it, these businesses have to be paying for this POS system to run their cards, and they're taking a fee off of that off the top because they have to pay for said system. So either you pay for it in like higher taxes, which I don't know I don't know how it shakes out. Regardless, you're paying for it whether they tell you or not. Because the restaurant isn't going to lose money to be like, yeah, we're going to pay to use this system. It's going to all come out in the wash.
Yeah. I mean, you might be right about that. I just felt I felt so cheated. And it consumed me where I lost sleep over it. I'm like, they really got the best of me that night. They really did. I would just suggest keep an eye out on the suggested tips. Know what you're paying for. That's all. Know what you're tipping. Know how much it really costs. You know what I'm saying?
This person says, my dad just always rounds up the tax and then doubles it. It roughly is 15%. And then you could go up based on that minimum. So I feel like that's how always how I've done it, too. It's just like you just double the tax.
See, I'm not... I don't really do that because I'm more of a big tipper. So I usually tip 25%, 30%.
Sounds like it. You're like, I'm literally outraged. I had to tip more.
I'm just saying, all this time, how much money have I been giving away?
If it wasn't for them, I'm like,
how much money have I given away over the years?
That's all. Well, I don't know. Should we talk about your run-in at the coffee shop when you literally tipped $50?
An accident.
Yeah. You probably never got it back.
A $5 coffee? I was trying to leave a $5 tip and I added an extra zero and it came out to $50. And so it's okay. They were very nice, gave it back to me. And now I'm a customer for life. See how that works? Honesty, transparency. Thank you so much.
It's a cold, cold world.
98PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.